High winds in the Portage area and along Turnagain Arm this morning closed the Anton Anderson Tunnel to vehicle traffic for the better part of the day. The tunnel links Whittier to the Seward Highway. The State Department of Transportation made the announcement this morning. DOT spokeswoman Jill Reese.
This is probably a first. We're trying to break the record up there with wind conditions. It has had sustained wind of over 90 miles per hour.
The tunnel reopened around 4 p.m. this afternoon. Reese says the winds, which ripped through higher elevations south of Anchorage, knocked two semi-trailer trucks sideways and off the Portage Highway, which leads to the tunnel.
The decision was made to close the tunnel after two semis were blown off the road. One landed on its top and the other went into the ditch.
David Schofield, Whittier's public safety director, says actually three trucks were affected on the Bear Valley side of the tunnel.
Two trucks lost traction, at least on the rear wheels of the trailer. Both of those were able to recover, and one, due to the wind conditions, was overturned from the high winds.
Schofield says the high winds did not affect downtown Whittier. Reese says extreme winds on the Glen Highway have caused at least one semi to jackknife as well. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Snyder says Turnagain Arm, Portage Valley, and Girdwood and South Central will potentially have higher winds again starting tomorrow night and into Wednesday. Snyder says NWS will be watching ice conditions out across the west with stronger southerly winds working up the west coast.
We'll be watching for impacts along the coastline itself, whether that means stronger seas and waves across the coastline and the interaction with any changes in the ice out across the Bering Sea coast. So, all these things are, pretty large impacts that all play into this warmer weather pattern that we may be stuck in for a little while.